From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. troops to stay longer in Afghanistan. President Obama has announced he will maintain the current number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan through most of 2016.
Given what's at stake in Afghanistan and the opportunity for a stable and committed ally that can partner with us in preventing the emergence of future threats, and the fact that we have an international coalition, I am firmly convinced that we should make this extra effort.
The troops will be stationed at a small number of bases and focus on training and counterterrorism operations. South African athlete Oscar Pistorius will be released from prison next week and moved to house arrest. His move comes 1 year after he was convicted of killing his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, in 2013. Israel has released a photo of a Palestinian boy that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas claimed was executed by Israeli soldiers. The boy, 13-year-old Ahmed Mansara, was involved in a stabbing attack in Jerusalem Monday that wounded two Israelis. The office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released the photo of Mansara to media outlets Thursday in an apparent bid to refute Abbas's claim.
First of all, he's not dead. He's alive. Secondly, he's not innocent. He tried to kill, murder, knife to death an innocent Israeli youngster, 13 years old, riding a bicycle.
Netanyahu has accused Abbas of making provocative remarks that have incited the wave of Palestinian stabbings and shootings of Israelis in recent weeks. Iran is intensifying its presence in Syria. It is sending hundreds of troops into the country in support of the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. Myanmar on Thursday signed a ceasefire agreement with eight rebel groups. Steve Herman reports.
At a signing ceremony in Myanmar's capital, Naypyidaw, President Thein Sein hailed the national ceasefire agreement as a historic gift for future generations. Tens of thousands of troops from both sides have lost their lives in the conflicts, the president notes, acknowledging that the ethnic Kachin and Hwa, with tens of thousands of soldiers, are still determined to fight. The president pledged to try harder to gain agreement with other groups. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
A top U.S. Navy official says it should not be considered provocative that the U.S. is considering sending warships around artificial islands China claims as its territory. U.S. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson says a so-called freedom of navigation operation would be consistent with international law. Recent reports suggest the U.S. military could sail warships within weeks near the artificial islands that China claims as an extension of its territory. A European Union summit Thursday in Brussels focused mainly on the war in Syria and the migrant situation in Turkey. The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, says Europe must be prepared to handle all possible scenarios that could cause a new massive exodus of refugees. Volkswagen says it will recall 8.5 million cars in Europe as a result of a scandal involving rigged emissions tests. The move was prompted by the German automotive regulator, the KBA, which earlier ordered Volkswagen to recall 2.4 million of its vehicles containing rigged software. Early results from Guinea's presidential election have President Alpha Conde running well ahead of the competition. The main opposition candidate, though, dropped out of the contest, citing alleged fraud by the government. The European Court of Human Rights ruled on Thursday that a Turkish politician should not have been prosecuted for saying that the 1915 mass deportation and massacre of Armenians in the Ottoman Empire was not genocide. The court judges ruled 10 votes to 7, that Dogu Perensik's freedom of expression had been violated by a Swiss court, which had convicted him of racial discrimination. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif will pay a 3-day official visit to the United States. The visit starts October 20th. The two leaders will discuss various bilateral issues. The captain of Nepal's football team and four teammates have been arrested on charges of accepting money to fix matches. Police say they suspect the men took money from bookmakers in Malaysia and Singapore to lose matches. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.